Hello, beautiful people. Some of you, I did a little bit. I'm going to do a little different episode today. Welcome, everybody, to the Lyme Boss podcast. My name is Heather Gray, AKA the Lyme Boss. I'm a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and certified bioenergetic practitioner. And I like working with frustrated professionals who have tried everything, right? They've been told that their lab results look normal, but they feel anything but normal. I'm here to tell you it's not all in your head, and there is hope. Today's episode is just going to be me. We're going to talk about mold. Some of you might have seen a couple of my previous posts on the social media about how I stayed in not one, but two moldy hotel rooms in a 2-week period and how I gained close to like 12 pounds in about 6 days, and how you have to be your best self. Some of that brain fog that's still there, like it's the struggle is real. You have to be your own health advocate, right? And that meant I should have gone to the front desk and said, I cannot stay in this room. There is mold. And I didn't, because I didn't want to be the pain in the ass. That whole mind talk that some of us have that have been chronically ill, right? We don't want to be a burden. We don't want to be a pain in the ass. But here's the thing. I think sometimes we were given these tasks and trials to overcome them and remember the beautiful children of God that we are, and that we deserve a healthy environment. So there was step number one. I should have. And I'm getting ready to go out of town again for a funeral, and we're staying in two different places. And I have already told my husband, please, please, please help me have a backbone if we have to leave this room. So, things that I've been doing to detox. So, like I said, I've gained like 12 pounds in like 6 days, a lot of water weight. Your body will do that to protect yourself from the mold. It's such a beautiful mechanism, right? But in the meanwhile, my brain feels like it's underwater. My eyes, my hands, my joints, the brain fog is real. The pain is real. The weight gain is real. And so I've been doing all the things I know to detox. And I got a lot of questions on what products are you using and how are you detoxing. So I thought that I would put that all in a podcast this week. And we'll put the links to all the fun stuff that I use in the show notes, and we'll go from there. So let's start off with, where do I want to start off? There's so many beautiful things. I like my binders. I like CellCore binders because you can use them with food and other supplements. Now, if you're on prescriptions, you should take them 2 hours away from prescriptions. But for mold, I like using the biotoxin binder. And then the carboxy is also a really awesome thing to add to your regimen. You can also use the carboxy. So I know a lot of folks with mold and a lot of brain issues and sinus issues, you can actually get like a Navage or type of thing on Amazon, and you can put a little bit of carboxy in the Navage, so it's a nose flushing system, and it'll help pull out mold that's in your sinus cavity. Actually, now that I've said that, I think I'm gonna try that after we get off here, because that's one thing I haven't done since I got back from vacation. I've done all the other stuff. I will explain a little bit more on how to use binders as we go through here. Another favorite one I like to do is dry skin brushing. So this is something simple, easy. I got it off of Amazon. Make sure that you get natural fibers and something that preferably says organic, especially since you're going to be using it on your skin. And your skin is our largest organ, right? So whatever we put on our skin gets absorbed into our body within 20 minutes. So the best way to use this, I've heard a couple different methods, but the way I like is I start with my toes and brush up towards the heart. And so I try to go over each section like 10 times. And so when I get to my arms, it's, I start at my wrist and I'm brushing towards my heart. And you want to, have a good pressure when you're doing that, right? Because you're trying to move the lymph. The lymph is what helps our body detox. And so I will do this sometimes before I get into a hot shower. And I always do this before I get into a sauna. So I'll go into the sauna protocol here a little bit more later. But that's skin brushing. That's something that you can do every day. And speaking of moving the lymph, another way to move the lymph, well, there's a rebounder. So like a little trampoline, phenomenal for that. But another thing is walking. Physical exercise, when we walk, it's like a pump and it helps move the lymph through our body and helps detox. So if you are, Heather, I hurt so bad, I'm bedbound, I'm sorry, but the only way out is through. And so you're going to have to find a way to get some movement in, even if it's just a 5 minute walk. But yeah, walking, any type of movement is going to be really, really helpful as far as detoxing goes and moving that lymph. One of my other favorite things is my sauna blanket. So I will put this in the show notes. It's by Higher Dose. And then I also have TheraSage. So depending on your price point, right? I started off with the sauna blanket because I had already spent tens of thousands of dollars on my education and on my health and was still kind of hitting a wall and I needed something. And when I bought the sauna blanket, it was like $500. I think it's gone up $100 since then, but still, I've had that thing for 3 years now. I got it in 2020 and I use it 3 to 5 times a week. So it has definitely been one of the best investments I've ever made. If you want not a blanket, but something that you sit in, like a single person one, I like the TheraSage is phenomenal for that. I'll have a link in that one in the show notes as well. And then if you want something more permanent, like the wood type of infrared saunas, let me know and I can get you information on that as well. But a lot of people are like, I tried saunas and it made me feel 10 times worse, or I tried saunas and I couldn't sweat, or I tried saunas. The sad part is, like anything else, there's actually a finesse to it. So start slow, always, right? Start slow. I, because of the mold and the Lyme, couldn't sweat. And that's actually pretty common for a lot of folks with chronic illness. And so I had to start slow, but I had to just keep doing it until I started sweating. And for the, I want to say felt like for the first month, I kind of felt a little on the crappy side. Not horrible, because I would do some of these other things I'm going to tell you about. So half hour before I get into a sauna, I make sure to take a binder. So I would take like two biotoxin binders. Make sure you drink a big old glass of water with that and a little bit of salt. Because if you're low in electrolytes and you're low, if you're dehydrated to begin with, your body's not going to want to sweat. It's not going to give it up. It's like, you can't afford to lose this. So you want to prime the pump by drinking enough water with a little bit of salt in it. Take a binder, do your skin brushing. Oh, another thing I'll talk about here in a minute. Add a little castor oil right over your right side, right underneath your rib cage. That's where your liver's at. That'll actually help your liver detox. And then I get in the sauna. And so, like the first time, I might have only done it for 10 minutes. And then the second time, maybe 15. And then the third time, maybe 20. And then you get where I'm going here, right? So start low and slow and move your way up. And don't give up. Trust me, it might take you 2 weeks. It might take you a month, but you will start sweating. And the fact that you aren't sweating tells me that you need it more than anybody else. So stick with it, okay? So yeah, make sure you take a shower immediately afterwards. Sometimes if you want to do some of that vagal retraining, hot cold therapy, I like to just jump in a plain cold shower. Helps your skin stay awesome, your hair nice and shiny, and it also helps with your nervous system retraining. So the brain retraining and lowers inflammation and pain. But if you're not ready for that, then by all means, don't. Start slow, like I said, with everything. And not everything is going to work for everybody. So, find out and play around what works for you. That's why I'm giving you a lot of different things. I like throwing all of it at it because that's just my personality type. But some people like to put their toe in and go a little slower, and that's totally okay as well. So the castor oil, I also have a link to that. I will use that 3 to 4 times a week. And you can actually wear it overnight. They make a castor oil pack that looks kind of like a giant maxi pad with strings. And so you put the castor oil down the middle of it, you put it on your liver, tie the strings around your waist. It makes a mess. It's going to ruin the shirt that you wear. It possibly might even get on your sheets, but I really don't care. From a person who's been, chronically constipated her whole life, it actually helped me get more regular bowel movements. It helped me with getting better sleep. It's helped regulate my hormones. It's just phenomenal helping detox the liver. The castor oil plant's name actually translate palm of God. And so, I mean, that's just how healing properties that castor oil really is. I actually will use it underneath my eyes. I rub it into my eyelashes and my eyebrows as well. It can be used for hair growth. I've seen a castor oil pack to help with thyroid. You can use it on your abdomen if you're having horrible periods. Like, there's so many uses for this. I personally always get mine from the Queen of the Thrones. Like I said, I'll have a link for that in the show notes. But if you can't, make sure you're getting it in an amber glass jar, because castor oil is so good at detoxifying. If you put it in a plastic container, it's going to be pulling crap from the plastic and into the castor oil, and you don't want that. What else? A lot of brain retraining is needed once you've been affected by mold. It has a tendency to sound the alarm bells in the brain, fire, fire, fire. And even if you're out of the fire, nobody shut the alarm bells off, so they're still going. I like to do breath work. Something simple like a 4-4-4 box breath. So it's in for 4, hold for 4, out for 4, hold for 4. Those two holds on the up and the down are actually more important than the inhalation and the exhalation. And once you get a little bit more practiced at it, try 5-5-5-5 breathing. Next, try 8-8-8-8 breathing. You know, so actually the longer that you can get, the better on your nervous system it's going to be. I really like to have people do this before they eat meals, because if you've heard a lot about fight or flight, right? And if your nervous system is stuck in fight or flight, not rest and digest, doing this before a meal will help prep your body for digestion. So those of us that have had a lot of sensitivities towards foods and crappy digestion, I highly recommend doing a couple rounds of the box breathing before every meal. You'll be amazed at how simple and how amazing it works. So what else? Oh, coffee enemas. I won't be demonstrating that. there's a lot of people who've got great videos and tutorials out there. Some of the show, the links in the show notes, some of them I'm an affiliate for and some of them I'm not. The castor oil pack lady, she's a friend of mine. I've been using her products for years and years and years and years. And she's got so many wonderful instructional videos on her site as well. And so, I always recommend her kits for everybody. I actually used to buy her kits and give them to all my new clients as part of their welcome package, but none of them wanted to try them. So I just kind of went to waste, and it made me sad, because it's been a huge part of my healing journey, especially when it comes to helping detox the mold. So castor oil packs. I did talk a little bit about the brain retraining. I said the box breathing. Another one I like to do is called a VU with a push away. Dr. Amy Apigian from the Biology of Trauma taught me this one. So you can do a VU. It's just like it sounds. It's like humming or chanting, which they know stimulates the vagal nerve to help calm down the nervous system. So you take a deep breath in, out. VU. Now, you're not trying to hit any specific note. You don't need to be a top of the line singer. Just start. Doing it with the push away, I find really, really helps. And it's just like it sounds. You actually want to engage your shoulders, engage your arms right here in front of you. And you want to act like you're pushing out a boulder really low, really slow while you're doing the VU. So take a deep breath in. VU. Really engage those arms like you're pushing that boulder away. Slow, slow, slow. Oh, it's so heavy. Cool thing is you can actually do that out to the sides. You can do it to the top. You can do it to the bottom and just really push out your energetic bubble. Didn't realize I was needing that. That was awesome. Sometimes you can tell when your nervous system switches, when you kind of get that sigh or you yawn, or sometimes you'll even hear your stomach gurgle, you know, telling you that you've turned your digestion on, which is great. So we've got some nervous system retraining. We got the binders. We got how to do a sauna properly. After a sauna, hydrate. My favorite is the LMNT. It comes in so many flavors. This one's a chocolate salt. This other one's the watermelon salt. So good. Pretty soon, they'll be coming out with their winter collection, which is usually like chocolate mint and chocolate caramel. So good. but you'll want to make sure to drink a big old glass of that. A lot of people aren't getting the right kind of water. They're not getting pure water. And it's kind of a dead water, and we're not actually absorbing it. So a lot of people are like, I drink a lot of water and I never feel like I'm getting hydrated. I always add either a pinch of like Himalayan or Celtic. My favorite is Redmond's Real Salt to their water. Helps soften it, helps it make it more bioavailable. Or like I said, I love, love, love those Elementees, especially after a sweat, because you need to replace what you're sweating out, right? You can't expect your body to perform optimally if you're taking away and you're not replenishing. So that is my little, I'm learning a little bit more about Des Bio products, and I won't have information on that just yet, but I'm playing around with Dynamic Brain, which is a homeopathic. It's been really helpful, especially when I'm really hitting that wall with the brain fog. They also have a mold detoxifier one as well. I don't know where it's at. It's not on my desk. But I've been using those quite a bit over the past week too. I got them as samples when I was at Mindshare last week. And so really excited to dive in more with that company and find out what they're all about. But so make sure to check out the show notes for all the links to the fun stuff I talked about today. I'll have to do another podcast on testing. There is a test that I recommend. It's called Got Mold. Jason Earle, he's on the Bioenergetics Beat podcast, but not for like a month and a half. He is absolutely brilliant. Love what he's doing in the world, especially in the mold world. But if you go to my website, thelineboss.com, go to the resource section, there's a link to his mold, you know, at home DIY type of testing kit. But no, I'll need to do another episode where I dive a little deeper into testing and remediation. One thing I've learned throughout the time, and I heard this from a good friend from Vibrant Labs, her name is Dr. Kim Bruno, and she talks about how you can't live in mold and expect to heal from it. It's like brushing your teeth and eating Oreos at the same time. So sadly, to truly get over, I mean, a lot of these methodologies will help you while you're in the process. But if you want true long-lasting healing and you're still living in mold, it's not going to happen. You can only put Band-Aids on symptoms, and that will only last for so long before you really crash and burn. Not to try to be like a Debbie Downer, but it's the truth. And that's what I do. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share, right? That's how people learn. That's how people, I mean, gosh, so many podcasts have helped shaped my life, changed my life. I'm so grateful for the information that's out there. So if there's any nugget that you really, you know, resonated with, make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Also would love it if you would leave a review, you know, a 5-star rating on Spotify, or a review on Apple would be also greatly appreciated. And while you're at it, like I said, make sure to go to the website. There's a free course, a brand new free course on how I overcame Lyme, 2 autoimmune diseases, mold toxicity, and lost 100 pounds. There's also a free cooking series. So real cooking for real life, because a lot of folks get a little stuck when it comes to the kitchen. And so I wanted to help you get unstuck and teach you how to make delicious, yummy meals in 5 minutes or less. So lots of amazing free stuff out there to check out. Let me know if you have any questions. I always offer a free discovery call. In the meanwhile, have a healthy day. Stay tuned. I forgot one other tool in my arsenal because of the brain fog. Like I said, I'm doing probably 80% better than I would if I don't have all these tools at my disposal. And the real trick in the future will be to just not stay at a moldy hotel. But this, it's a Nikki plus Lyme, and it actually will be available October 18th. So it is delivering frequencies right now through a red light. And it's the cool thing about it is you can turn the Bluetooth off, so there's no EMFs, but it has a mold and Lyme detox protocol. And so that's something I use in my arsenal every day. I run that program every day just to kind of help with any, we can't be a boy in the bubble. So just to kind of help me stay on top of little accidental exposures. Again, staying multiple nights in a moldy hotel room was really not the smartest thing for me to do. But this has been an absolute huge game changer in my mold and Lyme recovery journey. So check that out as well. Sorry for the leaving it off. I know this looks funny, but it is what it is. It's life. Stay tuned.